Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Orban, a two-time All-Star, he's been in Arizona since 2012. And the NHL has agreed to expansion. They've awarded a new franchise to Seattle. Team won't start play until the 2021 season. Only way to take 92.3 The Fan with you is the Radio.com app. Download the app on your favorite device and stream us anytime, anywhere. With your 2020 sports, I'm Brendan Gulick.
This hour of the Bull and Fox Show is driven by Northfield Park.
Talk Scarlet and Gray anytime. We are Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan. This is the Bull and the Fox on 92.3 The Fan.
Let's do it.
All right, welcome back. It's the final hour of the program. The Bull and the Fox with you on The Fan. Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, our fantasy football guru, Dave Richard of CBS Sports. And Dave Richard's segment is sponsored by Perfect Ash Cigars and Independence at 7324 Valley View Drive. Dave, good afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I want to know how you guys made out in your leagues this week and how many leagues are you going to the playoffs?
Well, Dustin's got to tell you an embarrassing story. We'll start with that.
All right. Well, all right. Okay. To be fair, I mean, I deserve a little bit of slack here. I was on the road, and I was in the middle of driving through a blizzard in South Dakota. I had 2 hours sleep. I forgot to set my lineup.
You got a zero, Dave.
Got a zero.
You got a zero in the last week of the regular season?
It's second to last week. They play 14 in this league.
Okay. Yeah. So second to last week of the season?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You know, that sounds like a legitimate excuse.
Yeah.
And I know that you're a busy guy, and the fact that you're driving a blizzard.
And I had 2 hours sleep. I had to get on an airplane from Minneapolis to Cleveland, and frankly, my mind was thinking about the Ohio State playoff thing, the playoff show, and I forgot about the NFL on Sunday, frankly.
I told him, and I should have told him this, whatever, but Dave, I set all of my lineups Tuesday morning, and then, you know, I change as necessary as the week goes along, but I always initiate, in case whatever reason I can't do it, I always set them Tuesday morning.
We're on the same wavelength, Paul, because I do one round of lineup setting on Tuesday, another one on Thursday before the Thursday game.
Right.
Another one Saturday before Sunday comes around. And then if I need to or if I want to, Sunday morning before kickoff.
Yeah.
So four rounds of lineup setting. I know that sounds crazy to you, Dustin, but that's just one of the other little things that people do that want to win their fantasy league.
Yeah, well, we're in the play. You know, in this league with Dustin, everybody makes the playoffs. But I'm in third place. Dustin's in fourth. I lost a battle for first place last week. If I would have won, I would have been in first, and I lost. Because Kamara and Drew Brees killed me last week.
And everybody.
Yeah, and everybody else, too.
Such a weird game for
bizarre.
Them. Yeah, and such a weird week. Really one of the most strange weeks I can remember. I've been doing fantasy football for almost 20 years, and I can't remember one like this where, you know, Andrew Luck goes touchdownless.
Yep.
Brees was terrible.
I have him, too, in that league.
A lot of studs really did not deliver. You're almost lucky to make it out with a win this past week, and if you made it out healthy because, you know, A.J. Green had the toe and Greg Olsen busted his foot again, and who knows about some of these other running backs.
Matt Breida hurt again. James Conner. So,
Yeah, exactly. It's just a very rough week 13, one that will go down in the fantasy record books for sure.
Sounds good. So let's start with me. That's all I care about at this point. I don't really care about anybody but me. I got to get back on the winning track.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm glad you care to get up back on.
Hey, here's the thing that really killed me too, is I was so fast. As soon as I saw the TMZ tweet, I picked up Spencer Ware.
Right.
He was available in my league. And
he was quick on that. I'll give you that
one. I was quick
on
that, and I didn't even get to play him this week. Because I'm a moron. But here, what do I do now? I've got A.J. Green out for the season. I've got, like, no receivers.
Cooper Kupp. Didn't you have Cooper Kupp, too? Or no?
Yeah, he's out for the season.
Yeah, right.
Gosh,
you got him right.
Dog it.
Yeah.
All right, so who am I flexing here? Am I flexing – I mean, Zach Ertz, you have to start, right?
Of course.
Okay. So do I flex David Njoku or Spencer Ware?
what's the scoring one last time for this
half
league?
Point PPR, half point PPR.
Yeah, you're going to go with Ware. It's not an easy matchup for him against Baltimore, and it's clear that the Chiefs aren't giving him every single touch. But they did give it to him at the goal line. He did come through there. He is capable of catching a few more passes. And I even though Njoku's going to be, it's going to be an interesting game. And it's one I think the Browns can win against Carolina. I think it'll be high scoring. Panthers defense really is not very good at all. But we've seen it before where the Browns put up lots of points and Njoku just isn't as involved as we'd think that he is. So I think it's just safer to go with Spencer Ware.
Dave, Dustin, like many others, need to pick up a wide receiver to replace A.J. Green. Who are some of the waiver wire, not a lot at wide receiver right now, but who you got?
I mean, I'll disagree with you, Bull. I think there's a bunch of guys at wide receiver that I think are good. Running back is too, but let's just start with the wideouts. Yeah. I think Adam Humphries is going to be a very popular choice. He's been white hot over the last 5 weeks, 5 touchdowns in those games. He's going to be very good. I think you're going to see good numbers continue for Curtis Samuel in Carolina. He had 6 catches for 88 yards. He had 11 targets last week in the same game that Greg Olsen went down in. I think those are 2 wide receivers right off the bat that you can turn to. Anthony Miller is another receiver that I'd love to have stashed on my bench for the rest of the season. And so I think that those are 3 right there that I think fantasy owners can feel real good about. But I'm forgetting maybe the biggest playmaker of them all, certainly the fastest, and that's Dante Pettis in San Francisco.
Right.
He really has looked great. 3 touchdowns in his last 2 games, a lot of big plays, both deep ball and catch and runs. And he's doing a lot of this from the slot. And I think that's where they're going to keep him in San Fran. And now Denver secondary, without Chris Harris, it's going to be beatable. So I think that there's a big play to be made for Dante Pettis to continue getting targets and touches from Nick Mullins and the 49ers. And I think he can do fairly well with them. If you need a guy just for this week, Humphries is going to be the first one I'll go after. But after him, I'd go after Pettis.
Yeah, I don't think Humphries is available in our league. Pettis, I think, is. So, yeah, Dustin, that might be that might be the choice for you there. Let's talk about running back. We know Matt Breida got hurt again. I mean, you can rely on that every week. Jeff Wilson Jr., Dave, where the hell did this guy come from? He had 23 touches, 134 yards, no touchdowns, but put up huge numbers. Is Jeff Wilson Jr. going to be the guy? Are you picking up Jalen Samuels if you got Connor hurt? Or is there going to be a timeshare there? Or who else? I mean, probably everybody picked up Spencer Ware already. What are you doing right now at running back?
Well, we're going to have to make some educated guesses on the running backs, and there's actually 3 of them, and their names all begin with a J, so it's the triple J's that's coming into effect off the waiver wire, and they're going to be the top 3 waiver picks. Here's how I've got them ranked. I'm going to go with Jalen Samuels first.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Justin Jackson of the Chargers.
All right.
And then I'm going to go with Jeff Wilson Jr., the third on that list. And I'll get into each one real quickly. I think Jalen Samuels is going to play the most of any running back in Pittsburgh with Connor gone. He's not necessarily an experienced running back. He played a lot of tight end and fullback, kind of was an H-back in college, but he caught almost 200 passes in his last
three seasons
at NC State. Yeah. He's a big dude. He can work the goal line, and he's got great hands. So it's really an unbelievable opportunity. And we've already seen the Steelers kind of veer more towards throwing over the last month. There have been some problems with James Conner's production because he hasn't been getting a lot of carries. Well, now he's not going to get any carries, and I don't know how many carries there will be to go around. Roethlisberger's going to hog it all and throw, and that just puts Samuels on the field more because he's a much better pass catcher than Stephen Ridley, and Ridley really isn't even that good. So I'm expecting to see a lot of Jalen Samuels, and I love the matchup for him against Oakland. Each of the last 5 games, the Raiders have allowed at least 1 running back to give you double-digit fantasy points. There's a big opportunity for him, and I think there's a big opportunity coming for Justin Jackson. He stepped up in the second half last week against the Steelers, and he really showed 2 things. 1, that he's a good instinctual runner. He's got some nice speed. And 2, that the Chargers coaches are right about Austin Eckler and that they can't just push Eckler into this heavy workload. They're gonna be justified in using Jackson more. We're working under the assumption that Melvin Gordon's not going to play.
Right.
And while Anthony Lynn didn't quite hint at that in a press conference on Monday, he basically gave away the game plan for what his running backs will do by saying that Eckler will play, Jackson will play more than he did last week, and even named another player on their bench that he thinks we'll see more. So I'm not expecting Melvin Gordon to play this week. And it's an unreal matchup against the Bengals, They've been terrible against running backs for the better part of the last month. And I think Jackson, if you need a guy in week 14, he's going to be very good. Wilson was part of a very interesting situation in San Francisco. He had more catches than any running back has had for the 49ers this year. He had the third most carries for any running back from the 49ers this year. It was also a game where the 49ers threw more to their running backs than in any other game this year. I'm thinking it's part of the game plan because Wilson did not come out of North Texas being known for his pass-catching chops. In fact, he only had two games in college where he had more than four grabs in a game, and he didn't even have four grabs in a game very often. He's a pretty good runner. He's not great. He's going to get a good opportunity, but he fumbled in the red zone. That's going to be something that could come back to haunt him, and it could give Alfred Morris an opportunity.
Ugh.
So I'm not very high on Wilson. There's going to be a lot of people that gravitate toward him because he's a Kyle Shanahan running back and because he's going to be the lead guy for the 49ers. That's true, but he's got the toughest matchup of any of these three running backs that we're talking about. I would be nervous to put my eggs in the Jeff Wilson basket. You want to speculate on him? Fine, because long-term, he probably will get the most play. Because once Melvin Gordon's back, Jackson's going to be on the bench. Once James Conner's back, Jalen Samuels will be on the bench. But I'm looking to win in Week 14. I'm not trying to, you know, pad my depth for the rest of the year. I need to win now. So those other two running backs will get the job done before Wilson.
Let's talk about waivers in terms of tight end. You mentioned Greg Olsen is out for the season. O.J. Howard is out for the season. It's been a couple of weeks there. Cameron Brate probably off the board for most teams. It's ugly out there for free agent tight ends. So who are we looking at? Jonnu Smith, C.J. Uzama? I mean, are those the names?
I mean, it's gross. You're right.
Horrible.
Jonnu Smith would probably be my choice in non-PPR. And I'll look at Chris Herndon first and foremost in PPR. Not quite buying into Levine Toilolo or C.J. Uzama just because they get a decent amount of catches every week. They don't get a lot of yards and the touchdown opportunities. Although with Herndon, you do see some touchdown opportunities, and he did connect with Sam Darnold. So I could see him being a fairly decent factor. But this is really for the guy that's been struggling with Trey Burton at tight end for the last, goodness, 6 weeks, it seems like. Trey Burton has been just a total lag on a fantasy team. So you're going to want to replace him against the Rams, and those would be the guys. Jonnu Smith, I'll say this, he's either scored a touchdown or been targeted for a touchdown in every single game for the Titans since their bye week. And I think you're going to continue to see him get that opportunity against Jacksonville. They've had a hard time covering tight ends. Eric Ebron caught 10 passes for almost 90 yards last week.
What are we doing with Flacco versus Jackson in Baltimore, especially with the playoffs here? How do you handle that situation?
Well, that's a great question for John Harbaugh. And he's going to have to make a difficult call this week because he's playing Kansas City. You know the Chiefs are going to put points on the board. Unless the Ravens do what they did last week and just dominate time of possession by running the ball effectively, which maybe they can do a little bit of against Kansas City, you're going to see trouble. And Lamar Jackson, as fun as he's been to watch as a runner, he's been nervous or frustrating to watch, I should say, as a passer. And so if Joe Flacco's healthy, it wouldn't surprise me if the Ravens went back to doing what they were doing before, which is go ahead and put Lamar Jackson out there on a couple of plays during the game and let Joe Flacco let it rip otherwise. That might be the only way they can keep up on the scoreboard with Kansas City.
We're talking with Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. All right, we've hit every position except, well, not kicker, but how about if you're streaming defenses this deep into the season, Dave? I can't remember. You picking up Dallas? I mean, Dallas looked great against New Orleans. They're a free agent in some leagues. Who's a defense you're streaming this week?
My favorite one is Buffalo because they're taking on the Jets, and their offense is just such a mess, and Sam Darnold coming back won't make it any easier. And Buffalo's been rolling. I know they didn't win last week against Miami, but their defense has been playing better, and they're starting to rally there. So I think they'd be at the top of the list. I think Dallas and New Orleans, both of their defenses played well last week, but I think it's going to be a little tricky to go with either one this week because they've got some tough matchups. I would check out Arizona.
Yeah.
They're going to be they've got a nice matchup this week. I think that they can probably two wins in a row for the Cardinals seems kind of crazy, but I think that they can probably put together something against Detroit. Their run game is just not very good. Their pass game is real limited. It's Kenny Golladay and nothing else. Matthew Stafford's been sacked a ton this year. You could see the Cardinals' DST be very helpful for fantasy owners.
All right, Dave, let's get to fan questions. You ready?
Yeah, man. I woke up this morning.
I like it. All right. This is from Will. PPR, have Edwards and Sanders for running back two and flex, and New England-Houston defense. I have a week 14 bye. Do I use my first waiver on Samuels or Jacksonville? And he says he can use Samuels as a tight end in his league.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. So there are some leagues out there where Samuels is tight end eligible.
Right.
Because he played H-back in college.
That's stupid. These leagues should have fixed that.
Yeah, well, they're not. And there's nothing that we can really do about it at this point. But they absolutely – Jalen Samuels, if you can use him as a tight end, would be a top five tight end this week. He'd be better than Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Right. If you have him there. If he's eligible for tight end, you should pick him up definitely.
Yeah, you took a second there to, like, kind of process what I said. Because
it
sounded so –
It sounded crazy.
But Gronk really just hasn't been himself.
No, you're right. You're right. He's not. I think the days of him being drafted in the second round in fantasy drafts are over. Over forever, right, Dave?
Yeah.
Over. All right, here we go. Pineapple Finger Guns tweets. I love Pineapple Finger Guns. He's always tweeting. Looking at three waiver pickups, Samuels, Wilson, and Pettis. Who should be his priority of those three?
Let's go Samuels first, and then if you want to speculate on Wilson, that's fine. It's typical for fantasy owners to want to veer toward getting the running back with long-term potential versus the receiver with long-term potential, especially when that receiver is a rookie.
Jason tweets, Galladay, Tyler Boyd, and Funchess can only start one.
I'm going to go with Galladay, but it's real close between him and Tyler Boyd.
Jason also asks, Gus Edwards, Eckler, or Theo Riddick? Doesn't
Edwards,
mention whether it's PPR.
It's probably PPR if he's asking that question because no one in their right mind would use Theo Riddick in non-PPR.
True. Fair.
I still think it's Edwards even though he's a total non-factor in the passing game.
Chris Carson, Spencer Ware, or Doug Baldwin?
If it's PPR, I'm going to go with Baldwin at the top of the list. If it's non-PPR, let's go with Spencer Ware.
This guy's got a play-in game for the playoffs, and he has an ugly decision at quarterback. My God, I don't know how he's close to the playoffs with this decision, but he has Mariota or Josh Allen.
You know, Josh Allen is actually like a great ad if you're in desperate times at quarterback. I will take Josh Allen over Marcus Mariota and Lamar Jackson this week, but I wouldn't take him over Baker Mayfield. I think Mayfield bounces back in a major way.
Jeff asking, assuming Lamar Jackson starts, do you go with him or Kirk Cousins?
I'm going with Cousins. Like the matchup for him in Seattle, I think he's going to have to throw a ton.
The Cleveland, Tariq Cohen, Sharkhandrick West, or Jalen Samuels, PPR?
Yeah, let's go with Cohen. He's just the safest of the three. He'll probably catch as many, if not more, passes than Jalen Samuels. I think it's too cute if you go Samuels over Tariq Cohen.
Now he's asking... Jalen Samuels, Tariq Cohen, Gus Edwards, Justin Jackson needs two of those four in a PPR.
So give me the names one more time. It's Tariq Cohen, who's in for sure, and Samuels is also on that list?
Yep, Gus Edwards and Justin Jackson.
Those are your two.
Those are the two.
Those are your two.
Okay. Jeff asks, Fournette, Aaron Jones, Cortland Sutton, Allen Robinson, PPR needs two of those four.
The first two.
First two, Fournette and Aaron Jones. Goff or Matt Ryan? Oof.
I don't like Matt Ryan. I don't like either of those quarterbacks this week. I've got Baker ahead of both of them, to give you an idea of what I'm really expecting from the Browns. So it's taking a little bit of stones to do that. I'll go Goff over Ryan.
Gus Edwards, a lot of Gus Edwards questions. Gus Edwards, Dalvin Cook, they're into him. He's played well.
Yeah, they're into him. I believe I have Gus Edwards ranked ahead of Dalvin Cook.
He's also got Spencer Ware, flex spot, one of those three guys.
I think they both go ahead of Spencer Ware. Ware going up against Baltimore makes me a little nervous, makes him a little more touchdown dependent.
Okay. All right, Dave, go ahead, Dustin. You got one more?
Is Urban Meyer going to coach again, Dave?
Of course. What do you think? So, he might end up going to Michigan next year.
Expert analysis.
Nah, come on now.
Yeah. Dave Richard.
All right.
I said that to you on purpose.
I know, buddy.
I knew that would get
I know, buddy. A
couple more quickies coming in. Samuel or Ingram?
Samuel.
Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Mitch Trubisky, or Chase Daniel?
Josh Allen.
Oh, one of those guys. Duke Johnson, Spencer Ware, Josh Gordon, PPR.
Gordon.
All right, Dave, that's it, man. Great stuff. You got the rest of the season ranking still, the trade chart? teams can still trade.
Still out there. Yep. Cutlass is out there.
Yeah.
And we've got a lot on these running backs, so you can learn more about who to pick up on waivers, what we know about them, to get you ready for the 14th week of the fantasy football season in the year of our Lord, 2018. It's big time, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a little depressing because that means the season's almost over.
Yeah,
that's
true.
I hate that. But then I get to make trades in my keeper league in the offseason.
Hold on. We've got the AAF coming in the spring.
Oh, God. You playing AAF fantasy football?
Not only am I going to play it, I'm going to make sure you're in the league with me.
No, I'm out.
Justin, you're going to be in the league with us.
I was randomly in my hotel room over the weekend in South Dakota, had on CBS Sports Network, and they had the draft on.
Didn't Josh Johnson get picked high?
He was the number one overall pick.
Josh Johnson was the number one overall pick.
I was like, wow. Then these guys walk up, and I'm like, who are these guys? They're going on stage. There's no one even there. It was wild.
Oh, my God.
What's going on here?
Dave, good stuff, man. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it, Phil.
All right, there's Dave Richard, our fantasy football guru. That segment of the program brought to you by Perfect Ash Cigars and Independence. Grab your fantasy victory cigar for this weekend at Perfect Ash. Your chance to win Monsters tickets coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.